Fellow children of God, let us pray. Christ, you are the stone that the builders rejected. And yet you are the cornerstone. Power. Your way of love surprises our assumptions about power. Yes, we pray for those who have power. Yes, we pray for the powerless. We pray for those who would run from the responsibility of power. But help us to learn to follow your way and the way of your disciples, to see the rejected, to do those small and simple acts of faith and love today, to show your power manifested in weakness. God, in your mercy. We join the ecumenical family this morning in praying for the people and churches of Armenia, of Azerbaijan, and of Georgia. Power, prosperity, Baha'i, mountains, Russian, protests, Azeri, literature, Roma, dictatorship, Shia Muslim, culture, Yazidis, war. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Peace, Georgian, diversity, Kurd, genocides, democracy, Armenian, corruption, Orthodox, inequality, power. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for those who celebrate this coming week their birthdays. Lord, let the passing of this milestone be a moment for them to celebrate and laugh and enjoy and dance at the abundance of life, and to pause and reflect with deep gratitude on their journey with you in the years past and all the promise that you hold for their years to come. God, in your mercy. And we also celebrate the relationship anniversaries. Thank you for their love, for their relationship, for what it gives to each other and what it gives to us. Give them joy this week as they continue to grow in love for you and others. And we pray for your love to be present in joyous and wonderful ways in all our relationships. We think especially for those at the start of relationships, for those who are in relationships that are struggling, that feel dry, that are ending or finished, for those managing the complications of relationships. God, your love is there amongst us, in us. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. God, in your mercy. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Oh God, we remember today the life of Reka, a member of this church. We remember Nordis, Greta's grandmother. We remember all those that we know who have passed from us in recent days or weeks. Our hearts ache, but God, we pray for their families, their friends, their loved ones, those who cared tenderly for them, for all who mourn their loss. And we remember, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God, in your mercy. You make me lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside quiet waters. You restore my soul. And so we bring before you today all those who are ill, recovering from surgery, malnourished, struggling, mental health, trauma, addiction, depression, cancer. We pray to you, God, our healer, our shepherd, our comforter. We pray for strength for those who suffer, and we pray also for those who care for them, family, professionals, volunteers, friends. Show us what you would have us do in the face of difficulty and suffering today, Lord. And as we do that, the community is invited to say out loud or silently those who we particularly carry in our hearts at this moment. God, in your mercy. Good Shepherd, be with our guests who are visiting here today. Thank you so much for bringing them to us here today. We are grateful. I'm grateful for the light that they bring into this place, and help us to make them and everybody here, new or old, to feel welcome, embraced by your love. For you anoint our heads with oil and our cups overflow. God, in your mercy. The prayers of the congregation are invited.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your abundant mercy, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
We share a sign of that peace with one another.